Many good days of drying lie ahead for the U.S. Midwest crop country, and we'll likely see temperatures turn quite a bit cooler. Those are the two blaring themes in today's forecast, but it's nothing new. We've been looking for this change to occur for the past week or so. In the past 24 hours, we did get some more rain to fall across portions of the lower Midwest. Most of that precipitation was concentrated on a small region focused mostly on the southern portions of Illinois, I should say southeastern Illinois, the southern portions of Indiana, and a big part of Kentucky. Now, there were other showers that occurred in parts of Missouri and the rest of Illinois and the remainder of Indiana and northwestern Ohio, with rain totals in most of those latter areas running a few hundredths of an inch up to 5/10 of an inch. The best rains, though, were in those more southern locations. We saw amounts run from 5/10 of an inch to about 1.80 inches, and the precipitation was quite varied across the region, with the majority of areas probably getting between 0.5 inches and 1 inch of moisture. So that moisture on top of that, which came with Isaac's remnants here over the weekend, has left those areas plenty moist. And again, we're in an environment right now that's going to be promoting a drier bias after we get through the day on Friday into early Saturday morning. Once we start that drying process, we'll likely see an increase in field work with an opportunity for harvest of corn to continue to aggressively take place, and we'll probably see those soybeans being pushed more and more towards maturation as time moves forward. There's a fair chance that a little early wheat planting may occur in some areas where farmers may decide to try to do a little grazing. Most of that usually occurs in the plains, though, and probably won't work too well in the Midwest, but we'll see how that all comes down. Well, the forecast continues to suggest a cooler bias coming up here for Friday through the weekend. A strong cold front will cut across the Midwest. We'll likely see those temperatures fall off rather significantly, with many areas seeing highs in the 60s and 70s here for Friday into Sunday, or maybe even on Monday in some eastern areas. Now, on Friday, only the northwestern half of the region will be inside the cooler air. The rest of the region will see the cool-off occur Saturday and Sunday. And we'll likely see the low temperatures at night slipping back into the 40s for the most part across a big part of the region, and there will be some middle and upper 30 degree readings possible near the Canada border in northern Minnesota and northeastern portions of North Dakota. Nobody else will be that cool, and we don't expect any freezes of significance to occur either. Low temperatures in most other Midwestern locations will be in the middle and upper 40s and lower 50s during the coolest days, and those will likely occur here in the weekend itself. Warmer weather will come back rather quickly, already returning some 80-degree temperatures in the western fringes of Corn Belt country on Saturday afternoon. Sunday will be the warmest day in those western areas, with temperatures possibly pushing up around 90, and then we'll see that heat starting to advance to the east as we get into the early part of next week. Now, another cool front will cut through the Midwest during midweek next week. Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll see those temperatures fall back again into the upper 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the region. Not much moisture to work with at that time, but the frontal system as it comes across the Midwest will generate a little bit of shower activity. So once we get through the Friday event here, we'll probably see dry weather for a good week coming up across the Midwest, or at least net drying conditions. Friday's rainfall will vary from a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch in the northwestern portions of the Midwest, while the southeastern areas will see amounts running 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, with a couple of Ohio locations maybe getting more than an inch. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.